Barney's Kid.
Who?
There's a horse running in the third tomorrow named Barney's Kid. I can't pass that up.
Oh, man, I didn't know you were a hunch player.
I'm not. I just got a feeling about it.
Hey, Nick, how much money would you have if you never bet on a horse?
Oh, I'd have about 5 or 6 thousand. But if I never bet a loser, I'd have about 3 million. Tough choice, ain't it?
Well, Joe, we got applications in for the sergeant's exam again. Want to give it another shot?
Nah. I blew it twice already.
Well, Joe, did you know that Albert Einstein flunked mathematics in school? You're kidding. Went on to become the father of the nuclear age.
Really?
Think about it.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
Did you know that Einstein flunked math in school?
So did I.
That's right, and you made sergeant.
Huh?
Just goes to show you, don't it?
Polish dream in the fourth.
Good evening, Fish.
That's a very lovely thought, but I don't think so.
How you doing, Fish? Just got back from the beach?
No, I've been to the doctor. A man with 26 years of formal training, and this is the best he can come up with. I have to make a choice. I can spend the rest of my life sitting on this thing or resort to brutal and degrading surgery.
Same old thing, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Listen, from what I hear, it's not a very serious operation. I mean, it's uncomfortable and inconvenient, but not serious.
That's what I hear, but I've never had an operation. I still have my tonsils. You don't suppose there's some connection?
I doubt it.
Well, Precinct Detective Sergeant Miguel speaking. Oh. Fine. Right. Okay, we'll be right there. Barney, fight broke out at the Pine Room Grill, Greenwich Hotel.
They're off and running early tonight, Nick.
Okay. Nick! Come on, let's go! We got business.
But I give you fair warning. I'm retiring after the fourth race tomorrow.
Off precinct.
Hold your horse. Oh, yeah, Bernice, just a second.
Hey, Fish.
Yeah.
Line two.
Hello. Yes, Bernice. Yes, he examined me and said what he's been saying for 18 years. I need an operation. Well, at least we'll save some money. All the ointment I've been buying for 20 years. We could have bought a boat. Don't cry. Don't cry, Bernice. It'll just aggravate my condition. Well, I'm giving it some thought, and I'm thinking about it. No, I don't think it's something we should discuss together. It's not as though they're community property. Goodbye, Bernice.
Fish, anything I can do for you?
nothing that counts.
Well, you think of something, you be sure and let me know, all right?
Thanks.
Hey, Fish.
Yeah.
What do you think are the three most important requisites for sergeant in the New York police force?
Why?
Well, I'm taking an exam again. I need your help.
Well, sergeant of detectives has to be a courageous, natural leader. Should have a keen eye for minute details. And he should be... And he should drink plenty of water.
Really hurts, huh?
Oh, it's killing me. If I didn't have to be such a courageous and natural leader, I'd stand up on my chair and scream.
No. Hang in there. not the worst operation you ever had.
I never had an operation in my life.
You're kidding.
Why would I kid you?
I don't know. You just always struck me as some man who had a lot of operations.
Hey, Fish.
Yeah.
You know Detective Dickerson over at Manhattan South?
Yeah.
He just had this very same operation, and today he's a new man. I mean, he plays golf, tennis, handball, goes dancing.
Can he sit?
I never saw him do that. Barney, can I help you with something?
I just gotta get something out of the files.
Just tell me what it is. I'll get it.
Requisition files for last quarter of 75. Thank you.
Coming right up.
Fish. I'm starting to stick out like sore thumbs.
I'd settle for that.
Okay, all right. Knock it off, gentlemen. You're in the proverbial jug now, huh?
What do we got here?
Oh, this is our commanding officer, Captain Barney Miller. Barney, I'd like you to meet Dr. Alvin Crane of Manhattan and Mr. Philip Schroeder of Likewise.
Gentlemen?
They're charging each other with assault, and the Greenwich Hotel is charging them both with disturbing the peace. You want to empty your pockets over there, please? You over here? Huh? Thank you.
I hesitate to ask this question, but who started it?
One at a time. Doctor. He spit an olive in my face.
I didn't spit, I coughed.
Listen to that. As if a trained physician can't tell a difference between a spit and a cough.
Yeah, well, all that training doesn't seem to screen out the hacks and butchers that pass themselves off as doctors.
Oh, God.
Sure. More proselytizing.
Hey, doctor, you're in the police station.
More publicity to shove your race.
How would you like a little...
Mr. Shorter, would you please sit down here and take it easy, huh? Sit down there, huh?
Barney, Mr. Schroeder's in the insurance business. They were discussing malpractice premiums.
Yeah. Any fatalities?
No, it was a very philosophic discussion. But then it degenerated into pummeling and obscene language. We have two lady witnesses, by the way.
You were sucking up Boilermakers at the end of the bar.
Gentlemen, I'm ashamed of two obviously intelligent professional men who are incapable of articulating a point of view without resorting to violence?
I'm up to here with thievery.
Yeah, well, how about incompetence and kickbacks and feather bedding? Not to mention unnecessary surgery.
Oh, God.
Okay, you just hold on right there.
Barney, there's a heist going on in a jewelry store over on 6th Avenue right now. Security guard across the street saw a flashlight in a window.
How about patrol cars?
They're on their way.
Barney? Here you go.
Go with Bojo.
Okay.
And no heroics, huh? Don't go in without a backup.
Speaking of jacked up prices, may I call my lawyer?
Certainly. Mr. Schroeder, you're entitled to the same one phone call.
Oh, I don't need a lawyer. I'm covered for this sort of thing.
Can
Can I help you?
Well, that's a very generous offer. Because sometimes it moves too fast to make friends.
What moves too fast?
The escalator of life on its way to that biggest of all, mezzanine.
Hey, that's a very profound thought. You must be a philosopher, huh?
No, I'm a bum.
A bum. What do we have here?
Oh, Barney, this is a bum. He's known by the name of Mr.
Randolph Cook.
Friends call me Randy, or Randolph, or Cook.
What can we do for you? I'm Captain Miller.
Is that like Sergeant Shriver?
The name is Barney Miller. The rank is Captain.
Barney, it's a pleasure to meet you.
A little busy around here, Randy. What can we do for you?
Barney, I am a man of the lamp. And as such, I sleep wherever I can. Even if it means sleeping in the dirt.
I can see that.
I love to sleep outside. But not in New York City.
Ah.
Because there are just too many people trying to run the wrong way.
On the escalator of life.
Charming, charming. But I'm afraid our accommodations here are quite limited, as you can see.
Oh, I don't require much space.
I'm afraid we're not in the hotel business.
Yes, but you do arrest vagrants.
Check and mate.
Why don't you have a seat, Randy?
Thank you, Barney.
Small precinct, your manor. Yeah, he's here. You want to hang on? Okay. Hey, Fish.
Yeah?
The admissions office from Herkimer General Hospital's on line one.
Thanks.
You want to do it?
I'm just getting some quotes, that's all.
It's best to get it over with. A few days, rest, relaxation, sponge baths.
I don't like hospitals. They're full of sick people and relatives. Yes, this is Sergeant Fish. I was thinking of having some surgery done, and I wanted to inquire as to your rates. How much do you charge for a private room? What is it for one day? That is for one day.
And that parasite is one of the reasons.
Who are you calling
so
a parasite?
Take it easy. Sit down.
You know, your insurance rates wouldn't be nearly so high if these hotshot doctors weren't so anxious to get back to the golf course that they rush around and leave their tools inside their patients.
And I suppose you've never made a mistake in your work.
Just sit down.
We're only human, you know.
Oh, God.
All right, just take it easy. You'll find yourself in jail for a few days, away from that precious work you're arguing about.
I don't care. I'm on strike anyway. I closed my office to remind my colleagues that what happens in California happens in New York and vice versa.
What's he mean?
I think the Dodgers are coming back.
Well, precinct, your manor. Yeah. Yeah. You're kidding. Yeah. Barney, that was dispatch. There was somebody in the jewelers. And then you got away. Harris and Wojo are chasing him through the sewers.
The sewers?
Yeah.
Down there?
I'd better wait. I could be obstructing justice.
Two more for first class.
Okay, inside, gentlemen. Dr. Crane, Mr. Cook, Mr. Cook, Dr. Crane, Mr. Schroeder, Mr. Cook, Mr. Cook, Mr. Schroeder. Inside, no spitting on the floor and no gambling, okay?
Hey, Barney, we got prints, pictures, and the complaints. What do you want to do with them now?
I think it's entirely up to them.
Nice to have control of your own destiny, ain't it?
Don't ask me. Gentlemen, I'm going to need your signatures on these complaint forms. Charging each other with assault. And I spoke to the management of the Greenwich Hotel. They say they'd be willing to drop charges if you'll make good the cost of one broken bar stool. And $5.50 for two drinks is yet on paper.
Well, I'm not paying for it.
I'm not paying it.
You know, I'm not. Hush, take your time. I'll be nearby if you want me.
My insurance has nothing to do with it, Dr. Sutterman. I just resent having to pay more money to a hospital for one day than I have to pay for my home for an entire month. Are you sure I need surgery? Well, why can't you do it in your office?
I fell in a sewer.
What happened out here?
You fell in the sewer.
It's a $200 outfit. This stuff will never come out of here.
It wasn't designed to.
Who asked you?
Come on.
Oh, hey, esto es imposible. Chico, caray, por favor, hombre.
Quiet, sit over there.
What are you mad about?
Shut up.
What happened?
That is great. Angelo Molinari, they call him the Mole.
I wonder why.
He tried to rip off Van Leeuwen's jewelry store. So when we got there, he got out the back door.
Whoa, Joe, anyway, tell me the rest on the phone.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Downstairs.
I'm going with it.
Hey, what about us?
This is unbearable in here.
Hey, pipe down, guys.
I don't like it any better than you do.
12th Precinct, Lojaholics.
Oh, hiya, Barn.
Well, I guess the guy went out the back door and down the alley and ran on the street and ran in a car and a manhole. So Harris and me had to go after him.
All the cops in New York, I get a couple of hot dogs are crazy enough to chase me through a sewer. In the old days, I threw a couple of bullets over here and that's it.
Better luck next time, Mr. Molinari.
Oh, give me that. There won't be no more next time. You plan, you dream, you break your neck. Nah, I had it with this business. Who am I kidding?
But they wouldn't take him in Manhattan South, Barn. Nobody put him in a car. Said we had to clean him up before we took him over there.
Half the stuff you get is junk anyway. You gotta dump it for 10%. What do you think, the stuff is just cheap? $40, leotards. Where are you gonna find a sweat in a ski mask that won't itch for under 100?
Okay. I'll throw him in the shower down in the locker room. Me too.
Hooks and ladders and a watch with dates and bells. Who needs it? What am I kidding myself?
Yeah. It's every man for himself.
Hey, Barney. Would you approve this requisition for me, please? I'm going to get it to the finance office first thing in the morning.
What do you got? One custom-tailored sport jacket, $165. One pair of custom-tailored slacks, $55. One custom-tailored shirt, $30. Total, $250.
Yeah, I'm going to eat the tie and the socks.
I'll sign it for you, but I don't give you much for your chances. And when you get out of uniform, you're supposed to take care of your own clothing.
Hey, come on, Barney. I mean, they can't expect me to take that kind of loss.
You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to start dressing down.
I can't do it, Barney. Hey, I've tried, and I can't make it out of the house. I just cannot do it.
Captain Miller, can we see you for a minute, please?
Yes, certainly. What can I do for you?
Okay, we've come to terms.
Good.
Now, we're going to drop the charges, and we're going to split the cost of the bar stool. And I'll pay for the drinks.
How come?
Well, I was buying when the fight started.
Drumming up business.
Don't start.
Dr. Green, can't you let sleeping dogs lie?
My sentiments exactly.
Okay, gentlemen.
Chano, would you give these gentlemen back their belongings?
Oh, sure, Barney. Want to step this way, please?
Now, what's the matter?
Oh, I banged my knee when I tripped over that alligator.
What alligator?
Didn't you see it? It was about 2 feet long. Sure as a full of them. You know, Jewish kids bring them back from Miami, then they flush them down the toilet. Hey, look, teeth marks.
Barney's right. Something bit him.
It's a jungle down there.
Dr. Crane, can you take a look at this man's leg?
Oh, not me. I can't afford to get involved.
Let me have a look. Oh, that's not so bad. Wash it with peroxide, spray it with methylate, cover it with a loose bandage, and tomorrow get yourself a tetanus shot.
Big deal. I'll use a first aid kit.
Okay. Harris, would you put our friend in the cage?
Okay, Barney. Let's go, buddy.
Hey, you never would have got me if it hadn't been for that alligator.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got you if I'd have known he was down there.
Listen, the whole thing was a waste of time and money.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, really, I don't like to seem inhospitable, but don't you have something in solitary confinement?
Yes, but we keep our toilet in there.
Special shoes, glass cutters, thermal underwear.
I beg your pardon.
You want to talk about luck?
I wasn't thinking of it.
I gotta talk a stir. I'll go crazy.
Hey, stick your foot through the bars.
You know, for the last 10 years, I probably broke every bone in my body. You know, in 1965, I fell off a ledge over on Riverside Drive.
You didn't you sleep at all, Captain? Captain Miller?
Yes.
I have a confession to make. I'm here on false pretenses.
You're not a vagrant.
On the contrary, I'm a rich eccentric. My last book of poetry has gone into its fourth printing, and the royalties are pouring in so fast I don't have time to cash the checks.
In that case, you belong in here.
Thank you very much. I'm so sorry that it didn't work out.
Maybe next time.
Goodbye.
The cook.
Yes?
Cook, I'm sure your publishing offices aren't open at this time of night. Why don't you take this, tide you over, huh?
That's very kind of you. I'll mention you on my next flyleaf.
Yes?
Could you direct me to the 14th precinct?
The 14th?
Sure.
You go over to 11th Avenue, take the M bus, and...
Barney.
Yeah?
Can I have about 10 days leave?
You're gonna do it.
Well, it's not getting any better, and I'm not getting any younger, and that donut don't work too good. And I got a good doctor.
All good reasons.
And Benicia's sister is coming for the week.
Barney, I fixed the mole's foot.
Oh, good.
Barney? That was really something, what you did for Mr. Cook. I mean, that money must have seemed like a fortune to him. And the point is, Barn, that you didn't have to do it. And nobody was watching, so it isn't like you get credit for it, you know? That's what's so special.
Thank you, Bojo. Would you get me $10 out of petty cash?
Hey, I'm only kidding.
Oh, yeah, well, good thing you were kidding, because we won't have $10 in petty cash.